A retired educator who served as Haynes interim superintendent 2 years ago is up for the job again. The school board is considering 3 candidates for the short-term position, following the departure of the former head administrator, Tony Habra. Rich Carlson served as interim superintendent during the 2015-2016 school year. He stepped in after the unexpected resignation of 1-year superintendent Ginger Jewell. Habra is also leaving the district after just 1 year. That means Haynes may have 5 different superintendents over a 5-year period. Carlson is a longtime educator who has held superintendent positions, permanent and interim, in several districts in Alaska. Lisa Schwartz said Carlson is a safe choice, but the downside is he's not interested in the permanent position.
We know Rich is a known. We know he's fantastic. We know we can all work well together, everybody. And the question, I think, comes down to, do we want to go with the known, or do we want to go ahead and try to hire one of these other folks that might be more permanent?
There are 2 other candidates for the job. Kevin Shipley was most recently the superintendent of the Cake City School District. Before that, he held several different principal positions in Texas. Susan McCauley served as interim commissioner of the Alaska Department of Education and Early Development in 2016. She's worked in education throughout the state. Here's board member Sarah Chapel.
I feel really excited about Susan McCauley when I read about her and I learn more about her, and I do kind of wonder if she's the kind of person that could help us actually move forward in the next year. Not that Rich couldn't help us do that, because I think Rich was a solid superintendent for us.
Principal Renee Martin called McCauley a power player. Martin said she thought McCauley could help move the district forward.
If she was willing to come to Haynes for a longer term thing, then it might be worth spending the money for 1 year. Because, I mean, she would be amazing. We would become a model school for things around the state, I feel.
Martin listed a number of goals she has for the next superintendent.
In my dream world, if I'm, you know, like right now, where are we? I think that we need someone with, number one, to help us adjust a budget and scale the budget correctly for our downsizing. That we need vision in that. We need to restructure our admin team, building level admin team, so that we have something moving forward.
She said the district also needs to refresh the strategic plan. And if the next superintendent is only there for a short time,
help us with a solid hiring plan so that we can kind of glean out that information about leadership, vision, and stuff like that. I guess visionary. That's what I would like to see, because that's what we've got to catch up here. We're in a position where we could be a leader in the state. We have been in the past on things, and we need some help with getting moving in that direction.
The board is also considering cost. President Anne-Marie Palmieri said they could save some money by hiring Carlson.
With Rich, we don't have to pay the health insurance. We just pay him that health insurance stipend, which is actually part of our negotiated agreement now. So that saves us like $16,000, and then there's also the retirement piece, so we're not paying into his retirement.
The district budget is already taking a hit because it's paying Habra a $66,000 settlement. The board has not explained why the former superintendent is being paid after resigning. The discussions about his yearly evaluation and contract were held behind closed doors. At a recent assembly meeting, Haynes resident Fred Einsbrook spoke up about the lack of transparency around Habra's exit.
Who is authorized to write a check to an individual who has resigned for $65,000 with no explanation and no reason? That is simply not acceptable in a democracy and a taxpayer-based system.
The school board held off on making a decision about who to hire as interim superintendent until the end of the week. A meeting is set for Friday at 5:30 p.m. at the school library. In Haynes, I'm Abby Collins.